This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. The 2024 CMT Music Awards nominees have been announced, and this year they're spreading the wealth when it comes to nominations, with five different artists trying for most nominations, with three each: Cody Johnson, Jelly Roll, Kelsey Ballerini, Lainey Wilson, and Megan Maroney. First-time nominees include Amber Riley, Ashley Cook, Brett Michaels, yes, Poison guy, Poison frontman, and then Chase Beckham, Hozier, Coe Wetzel, Stephen Wilson Jr., Tyler Childers, Warren Zeider, Zach Bryan. It's a laundry list. The fan-voted award show hosted by Ballerini will air live from Austin, Texas on April 7th. Now, back in January, Luke Combs had given fans like a little sneak peek of some music he was working on. And yesterday he teased that the song he performed on Instagram 2 months ago is now done in fully produced form, captioning the audio, "Is this heading in the right direction, y'all? The song retains the emotion of the previous acoustic version, but in a much more polished form. You can hear for yourself.
One day between him leaving home and driving on my knee, maybe I'll finally be man he sees in me."
That's "The Man He Sees in Me" from Luke Combs. And speaking of Luke Combs, Post Malone teased a song called "Missing You Like This" from his upcoming debut country album. He hasn't given an official release date or anything, but last month he posted a clip of a collab with Luke Combs. And in case you forgot, Posty will be performing a set of country covers at Stagecoach next month. So we might even be able to eventually hear a little bit of that song that he sort of teased called "Missing You Like This." Lastly, Miranda Lambert has a new horse named Cool, and she calls him, quote, "one of the sweetest horses I've ever met." But they're not just riding buddies. Miranda took up a new hobby. She's taken up mounted shooting. She says, quote, "I turned 40 in November, and I'm ready for a decade of pushing myself to be better and bolder, both personally and professionally. This feels like the perfect beginning of that journey." And she says, "y'all get ready. It's getting country and western around here." So I can only imagine she will definitely be handpicked for any like upcoming the Yellowstone spinoffs and whatnot. I mean, I don't know. The Yellowstone stuff is all a big question mark anyways from Taylor Sheridan. So we'll have to see if she makes it onto that show, if it ever even comes to fruition again. That's a nitty gritty from Music City. Mm-hmm. I'm Coriel with Kix 96.9. Well, we got good things for you this morning that makes your day quite a bit better. It's JP Coriel, Husker Nick Mornings. I'm Coriel in for JP while he's on a little staycation.
Mm-hmm.
Husker Nick's subjected to my seat over there, and poor guy.
No, it's great.
It's a little cleaner yesterday. I think I wiped my hand down there a little bit so that it, like, the dust would go away.
Yeah, save that for Out of Context Contest on Friday, would you?
That little note.
No, it's good. And weird though, like I came in and sat down and I was like, why is this seat? Is it just eternally warm? Like, what's going on?
It's warm?
It's just weird. Like, the seat is just warm.
Disgusting.
For some reason.
All right.
It's your seat.
Nick?
Yes.
You got a good thing for us today.
Yeah, I do. So, you've heard of like message in a bottle, where you like throw a bottle in the ocean and let it float wherever
yes.
it goes. And all right, now we've got this message in a bottle and someone finds it and they read it. Well, this is a good thing because I'm warning you, okay?
Oh, no.
NASA decided to do the same thing, but with message in a bottle in outer space.
Message in a bottle in
space.
Yeah,
apparently they, like, from the space station, just launched a bottle out into the void.
Yeet.
It's got, yeah. Yes. I picture that. Like, they open up the door and there's a guy in a space suit and he goes, yeet! And just throws it. And, you know, whatever. It's going to go where it goes. But it's got all sorts of stuff on it, and it's got, like, a poem on it. It's got like all sorts of numbers and different things.
I need to know
the picture of the message that they had wrapped in the bottle is weird, man. Like, and it's just shooting through space. It's got a drawing of some dude on it.
It has to look like the ramblings of a person who has lost all touch of reality.
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird. It's a titanium plaque. Like, it's not even a bottle. It's just this titanium plaque.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
And it's just got all this stuff, like, engraved. Like, there's the Drake equation, which was formulated by an astronomer, Frank Drake, in 1961 to estimate the possibility of finding advanced civilizations beyond Earth. All this, like, super nerdy stuff on it. And, like, I don't know, it's going to be funny. I wish they would have, like, sent, like, I don't know, like, maybe a photo of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, and be like, "This is us in our best. This is our peak moment.
Best foot forward type of deal."
Yeah, but yeah. So they sent this thing off, and then on the other side, there's all these like sound waves that they're hoping they can play them, and it'll make sound for them of like numbers and stuff.
It's all fun and games until we do actually get something back, and then we're like, Oh my God.
No, it's definitely like one of the. That's why it's my good thing is that I'm warning you so you can start prepping.
So we can start prepping
like
now.
Like getting
for
ready
the
because
apocalypse.
Some alien's going to find
for
this.
For the alien invasion.
They're going to be like, all right, easy pickings. Let's go.
They're like, oh, you would never believe this, guys. This just fell into my lap. There's this big dum-dum planet over there. Yeah. They're actually trying to reach out. So let's go say hi, air quotes. Oh, goodness gracious. Where is that not going? Okay, here we go. Well, my good thing is, and I'm not sure if this is the case now or if this ever really was, but I imagine so. So correct me if I am wrong. I have not been in this scenario, but I do know a few folks who have. Apparently, foster children, when they are moving from place to place, they have to bring their things with them. And in some cases, foster children will not have like big suitcases or like, you know, really big, nice luggage to move things around. And in some of those cases, it's even more or less just like a bag, like a sack, a trash bag, something like that, anything kind of inexpensive to get things from point A to point B. And I had seen this thing that said, instead of just donating luggage to any old place, consider taking it one step further, where it might go even further, and drop it off at a local foster care center, agency, things like that. Of course, call ahead before and ask. Again, I'm not sure how that goes, really, but I can't imagine. That's something I've never had to think about, and when you see something like that, it gives you perspective. So if you have luggage you're thinking about getting rid of, especially with spring cleaning here, instead of just donating it, although that is really great to just, you know, like a Goodwill or something, good on you for sure, but maybe reach out to like a foster care agency or something like that that maybe could use it. Yes, Nick.
I could tell you I had a family member who was a foster parent for a very long time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So a lot of these kids too, like they'll still go back and forth between say like their parents and the foster parent.
Uh-huh.
So having something like that to be able to do that would be huge. Cause it's sometimes it's like 2 days here, 2 days there, 2 days here. Cause the court might be looking to see if that parent is able to
good fit.
Yeah. And... well, if that parent's able to continue to have their child.
Oh, I see.
You know, that kind of thing. So that's, you know, depending on what type of foster parent it is. So yeah, I mean, these kids unfortunately sometimes can live out of their suitcase.
Yeah.
Like, quite literally.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So giving them a heavy duty piece of luggage and whatnot might actually kind of go a long way. Some good things for you this morning. Okay, jumping in here, JP Coriel, Husker Nick Mornings. It's Coriel here with Husker Nick, and I found a few ways to make you happier in your life. Nick, this might actually help you out a little
bit. We're winning
the
lottery? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, besides winning the lottery and winning an argument with your significant other.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Neither has my boyfriend, don't worry. avoid getting up when... Nick and I have to get up, basically. If you are listening, you would know this. You would know that maybe your mood is a little lower. At 5 a.m., a new study reveals the worst and best times of day based on mood, circadian clock, and other factors. And it turns out that 5 a.m. is officially the worst time of day.
Really?
It's when people reported most their lowest mood. And, you know... depends on your work schedule. I mean, like we have, but like I still don't sleep very well at night. So I sleep maybe 5 hours a night, tops.
Yeah.
5 a.m. is rough for me, no matter what. It always will be.
I always hit like a lull around 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like it's like, oh, am I not? Like, how am I not done yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where am I at? You know, but given, you know, we've been working since whatever time in the morning. So it's a little different. But yeah, it's I could see that. I don't know. I'm an early person. So like it's a little different for me. Like I'm an early person. I don't know. I
just born like that.
No,
maybe
no, it was hard.
It. Maybe it's
it was
Maybelline.
Like 13 years ago, with radio, I had to start doing that. So now I'm just where I am.
Man,
it's life. It's life.
I've done this for I think 3 years now, and I will never get used to it. I will never be used to 5 a.m. On the flip side, 5 p.m. is the time people tend to feel the most positive during the day, which I think is funny because 5 p.m. is typically when you get off of work at a 9-to-5. So yeah, that makes sense that you'd be happy at 5 p.m. because you're leaving work. You
right,
know?
Right.
Also, a lot of people try to hit a goal of 10,000 steps a day, but the magic number may be more like 15,000 steps a week. You don't have to be over-exhausting yourself or over-exerting. Over-exhausting? Is that even a word?
I mean, sure.
I don't know. Exerting yourself that much.
Like
you might
super
be
exhausting yourself.
Super, yeah, gotcha. Super exhausting you. Yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Over-exhausting. I like it. That's
yeah.
a good one.
Walking that many for a period of 2 years may increase life expectancy by 2.5 years for men and 3 years for women, according to a new study. It also finds that people over the age of 65 who walked 7,500 steps 3 or more times a week have a 52% lower risk of mortality. So here you're happier and healthier. And who doesn't want to be told, hey, you know what? Actually, guy, you don't have to walk that much.
Yeah, yeah. It'd
awesome.
Be nice.
That's good
it'd be
news.
Like, no, just chill out a little bit. You don't need to. Although maybe this is like them trying to get back because they're like, too many people are healthy. Let's tell them they don't need to do it. They don't need to do it. Let's see. We need more people getting into.
We need more drains on resources.
Yeah, let's tell them that they don't need to do this. Working out's not healthy for you. Eat fatty foods now.
Yeah. Hey, but it's good though, Nick, because that means the amount of steps that you take just to do the beer fridge and back now yeah. kind of equates to a healthy lifestyle.
No, my thought process is if I'm burning as many calories going in as out while I'm drinking and then running to the fridge,
yes.
then I'm, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, no, it all makes sense.
Rock solid.
A little
you
bit
know,
of girl math there, I think,
it's,
but that's
it's,
fine.
It's simple math. It's pluses and minuses.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
What's trending online now?
Here on Kix
96.9.
The bill that could lead to TikTok being banned in the U.S. passed its first major hurdle yesterday. The House voted 352-65 to send the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act onto the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer hasn't commented on the bill's future there, simply saying in a short statement after its passage by the House that the Senate, quote, will review the legislation when it comes over from the House. Some in the Senate are worried about the bill coming up during an election year.
Mm-hmm.
As Dick Durbin said yesterday, quote, cutting out a large group of young voters is not the best known strategy for reelection. If the bill passes in the Senate, President Biden has already signaled that he'll sign it into law.
Can I throw out there really fast for people on that?
Yeah.
Have you already hit the button?
No.
The easiest way to think about this. I'm going to give you the easiest way to think about this. So like you can't get angry one way or the other. Some people think that, you know, another country is using that to spy on us. If true, then we shouldn't have it on our phones. If false, then we should be able to have it on our phones. So they just got to figure that simple stuff out. That's the easiest way to think about it. You won't get mad. You know what I mean? Like if
right.
it's true, then boy, we don't want that happening. If it's false, then let me have my funny videos and
right.
watch my highlights of football games and
yes.
stuff like that, you know? So just, I would say like a relaxed way to think through all that, because there are some people that are getting very angry over this
yeah.
topic.
Uh-huh.
I would say just try to think of it that way. It'll help you in your life. It'll help you.
Yeah. Three more people have been charged in connection with the deadly shooting at last month's Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. 22-year-old Fido Manning, 21-year-old Rennell Williams Jr., and 19-year-old Jalen Groves are facing federal firearms charges in connection to weapons found at the scene. The
yep.
three men are now accused of being directly involved in the shooting, but not accused of being directly involved in the shooting, but in trafficking or procuring
yes.
the guns involved.
They bought these guns from like gun shows and then sold them to minors.
Oh, wow.
Like, I got to tell you, I'm so happy that they're going after these guys and making it public.
Yeah.
Because I think that's when you talk about like, hey, how do we fix this? What are the steps in fixing something?
Yeah.
This is literally what we're all asking for. Like,
yeah.
that's such a good deal. So I'm glad they're going after these morons that were going and buying guns at gun shows. And then with the there was one of them where they have video of the kid who eventually got it was with the guy. and he got it and sold it to him later. Oh. Yeah. So like it's, you know, illegal firearms, you can't have those. Like, yeah. They're illegal. There's a key phrase in the front of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
So like, I'm glad that they went after these people and they're making such a public display.
Absolutely.
One!
So this whole trending today is actually pretty much all crime related, but this one's a doozy, okay?
Yeah.
There's a 53-year-old woman named Michelle Mack of San Diego. Michelle, who looks fairly unassuming, just, you know, I don't know, some lady you'd probably see at like Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
She's the alleged ringleader of a retail theft ring to the tune of $8 million.
Oh my gosh.
She allegedly recruited dozens of women who would steal items from Ulta and like Sephora, where those items are very expensive. It's makeup. The makeup industry makes gajillion, bajillion, manillion dollars.
Tons of money.
Yes. Well, Michelle would then take the stolen items and then sell them on Amazon for heavily discounted prices, turning a profit.
Yep.
Yeah, her recruits were even located in at least a dozen states. So even though she's out of San Diego, I mean, this went far and wide.
This is like the super duper version of what you see in like old movies where in New York they open up the truck and the person runs in and grabs all the shirts out and then sells them on the corner.
I've been watching Sopranos cheaper. Recently of like the Jimmy Choo's and Louis Vuitton heels and stuff that they're stealing off trucks.
Yes, it's 100%. It's exactly that. Can I give you, that was one, right? Can I give you a 1A of further stealing that happened yesterday?
Yes.
Because I don't know if you're planning on bringing this up. How about Trev Alberts stealing my hope?
Yeah.
Like Trev Alberts, our athletic director, is now 1A. Going down to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And like this was everywhere in town. I got to tell you, when I was out doing my commercial real estate, literally every stop I made, they're like, all right, Husker Nick, what's the lowdown on this? I'm like, I have no idea. Like, what are we doing, Trev Alberts? You've got a great coach in football. You've got coach of the year in basketball. You've got a great women's coach. You've got a great volleyball coach. You've got all these things. Our track team kicks butt. Our rifle team always beats the Army in shooting contests. That's got
to
be.
That's
good.
Wild. That's crazy.
Like,
to me.
I mean, the only thing we need is maybe a new announcer at the women's soccer games. That's the only hole we have. So, like, you
that's
know, what are we
JP.
Doing, Trev
that's a dig
Alberts?
At JP, in case nobody knows, JP does that. So, didn't he just sign an 8-year
extension and then he left? Yes, I don't understand it.
Is
people
there not
are
anything
so
in
angry.
Contracts that like are in place for this to not happen?
No, I mean, in those contracts, like you can still, there's a buyout that A&M will pay or maybe or something along those lines.
That's the part that really, I mean, well, like you said, other than crushing hopes and dreams,
yeah.
That's the part that really got me. I just can't believe there's like you have to wait at least 2 years in before you can just up and leave.
Yeah, I mean,
something.
If you want to really think about it, and I don't want to, I try to just think about the fact that we've got a great recruit at quarterback and all the stuff we have. But if you want to think about it, we've lost our AD, our president. So, because Ted Carter went off to Ohio State last year, and then we lost another high key member too. So, like, what is going on over there? Like, that's a weird deal. I hope they get it fixed. You know, ultimately, we got Coach Rule here. We got Coach Cook. We got all the different coaches that are good coaches. So,
yeah, there's still a lot of great stuff.
It's just weird, man. Like, caught me off guard yesterday. I'll tell you that. A lot of angry people.
Well, if you want to direct that anger anywhere, of course, it's all over the internet. And there's even a story on the Facebook page, KX969. So I guess have at her.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
We want to help you hopefully get another date with Sean. If you give us the details on how you guys met up, what you guys did, and we'll suss it out.
Yeah, so I met him on Match, and he seemed like a really great guy. We really had a good time, I thought anyway. We got coffee, and, you know, the vibes were there.
Okay.
We hung out for like an hour, and then I had to go back to work, so I wanted to get together again, and he seemed like he was really into it, and so we made plans for dinner that weekend.
All right.
We had a really nice time at dinner also, and got to spend a couple of hours together getting to know one another, and I was feeling him. I was like, you know, this might be something. He had all the qualities I was looking for, and, you know, in this day and age, like, it's hard to find somebody.
Right.
I'm
especially
sure.
Who checks off all the things. He was employed. He had a car.
First things first, he was employed.
Yeah. Big deal here.
Had a car in his own home. That's good.
A grown men. He likes to travel. We both play pickleball. You know.
No way.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And so we flirted a bunch and talked about making more plans, which was great. I was excited. It was one of those dates that when I got my car after, I immediately called my sister and was like, I'm getting a new boyfriend.
Okay.
He was mine.
Oh, wow.
He was mine at this point.
Okay.
But to be honest, I'm really confused because I texted him a couple times and I haven't gotten anything back, which, you know, is a bad sign.
Okay.
And I tried calling and left a voicemail and still nothing. Maybe he'll pick up for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, he might. So you did the little kind of the quick little meet and then you ended up doing dinner and then talked about more plans. And then now you're in this scenario where those plans haven't come to fruition. He won't, like, reply to you at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
He ghosted me.
Clearly there was some kind of connection because you said you left dinner and the whole old date thing and then you called your sister right away. So you definitely were feeling something. I mean, I suppose it has been very one-sided in the past before where people just were not on the same page and they totally didn't even realize it.
Right.
But I think generally that's a pretty common notion that you both kind of felt some type of chemistry. So
sounded like a pretty perfect date.
There's got to be there's got to be some weird reason.
Just trying to think broad spectrum. When you called and told your sister, hey, I might have a boyfriend, were you saying anything like that to him that maybe was like it was a little too fast for him?
Oh, being a little pushy
right.
about
no,
going forward?
No, I think the vibes were definitely there. And I'm usually a really good judge of character. So dates these days, they're either really good or really bad.
no in between.
Middle, but either way, you kind of get a feeling for where it's going. And he totally was into it. And so I am a little blindsided by the fact that he
just disappeared. Yeah.
And I haven't talked to him. So okay. I'm interested to see what he's going to say.
Well, definitely try and get him on for you and see if we can figure this out.
As long as you weren't pulling like a Wedding Crashers, like a I'll find you type of
yeah,
no, thing.
You didn't leave a scary voicemail.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
no kidding.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, we will be glad to call Sean for you and see if we can help you out. Okay, Jamie?
All right.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Well, it's the age-old have just about no information to go off of. So, hey, wildly speculate for date 'em or dump 'em. What went wrong? What the deal is? Do you think maybe he's hiding something? Do you think maybe she's reading into it a little more? Tell us on Facebook, KX969, Instagram, and X2KZKX969. And as always, gift form is the best form.
JP, Coriel, and Nick. Now the conclusion to date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Sean.
Yeah, you got him.
Sean, hey, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
We're calling on behalf of Jamie. Reached out to us about you and wanting us to, well, number one, you're alive. We found that out by calling you and you answered the phone.
Oh, good.
Number two, we're trying to reconnect you with Jamie.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Sounded like you guys had a pretty decent meet and like a dinner date kind of thing and put up some questions about extra dates and maybe meeting up again and all that stuff, but that just hasn't really happened. Is there a reason why you haven't returned Jamie's correspondence?
Yeah, for me, it's pretty legitimate. Yeah, we did have a really good time, but like it seems so one-sided and she's just like almost like too independent for me.
Oh,
how so? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, pretty much like everything she talked about was about herself, doing things herself, by herself. Like for me, it's like I want somebody that I can really connect with and do most things with. To me, it just seemed like she was just so happy doing her own stuff all the time that, like, you know, what do you even need a man for?
Right.
And,
okay.
You know,
amen.
I kind of wonder, like, you know, if she's that independent, she probably got all kinds of toys in her nightstand and doesn't need me for that either.
Your brain went to
what?
There?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay. So,
right. Where do I come into play here?
So you think it's
weird.
A bad thing for her to be independent? And
well, being independent, you know, that's an attractive thing to me, but it was just so extreme. You know, everything was I'm doing this, I'm doing that by myself, and I was just like, well, okay, I want somebody that I spend, like, a lot of my time. I've been alone enough and, like, you know, been there, done that, so I just wasn't feeling it.
Like, quick recap, she was talking about being independent, having stuff she likes to go do, fun she likes to have,
on her
go
own.
Out on her own. You instantly were like, oh, I wonder what's in her nightstand, and then now you're intimidated by it? Is that what I'm getting? That's a lot to jump to on the first date, or in general.
Does
your brain work that way? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, not that I'm just, like, jumping to that way, but it's just, like I said, just the stuff that was coming out of her mouth. It wasn't like I was making stuff up in my head. She was just saying this and saying that. I've been there before, and it's like if I'm trying to make plans with her in this for something fun, she's just always, like, ready to do her own thing.
I think it's good to be independent, be able to do things on your own, but then when you have a relationship, then you guys can do things together. But it's also okay to, when you're in a relationship, I'm going to go do my thing, you're going to go do your thing, we'll regroup and do something together later.
Did you guys talk about anything at all that, like, hey, boy, I'd love to go do this? Yeah, me too. Let's do that sometime. Did that ever come up?
So, like, if I said, hey, you know, do you like hiking? And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, love to hike by myself. It was just always like, she, you know,
she just always added it. Like, by myself. You a big Husker fan? I am when I go to games alone.
When I tailgate by myself.
You got, like, a favorite bar in town? I do, where I like to be alone.
What was that, Sean?
Or she's hiding bodies in the woods or something. I don't know.
All by herself.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you went to the extreme again.
I mean, I suppose if literally everything you said to her, she was always like, alone is my jam, then I guess you could be like, oh, okay.
She might also said that to demonstrate her independence, like you have said. And then also, maybe that's to make you feel like you aren't going to be depended upon in, like, a really big kind of clingy way.
Right.
Because from a female's perspective, that, I think, is a common theme among dating anybody in general, that females might be really, like, codependent and, like, you know, that aren't as very, they're not quite as independent, and guys will be like, she's clingy. That's where it comes from. Oh, I'm not sure if I'm voicing that correctly, but, like,
I kind of
a common thing that women are typically kind of worried about, if they are worried at all about what you think about them, is in a dating scenario, is am I being clingy or not? Because that's just, like, a common thing that gets said. I mean, I don't know. Huh. So maybe she was just kind of, like, overstating her independence.
I'm just
kind of thinking from her perspective, but obviously she can speak on it.
Yeah, let's bring Jamie into this. Jamie, what caused you to think that you don't want to do couple stuff and you'd rather be alone?
To be honest, I'm really perplexed. I mean, we talked about things that we enjoy doing, and obviously if I'm not in a relationship, then I will do them alone. Am I supposed to just, like, waste the day and wither away and wait for, like, my knight in shining armor or somebody to come to date me? Like, I'm still living my life.
Yeah, you're just doing it sans another person.
Yeah. He did ask me a few times, who are you doing these things with? And I said, like, oh, I'd go and do them on my own and have fun and spend time alone, because that's important. If, you know, you don't just waste your life to do things with somebody else. Like, you do them on your own, and when somebody else comes along, then you go with another person.
Right.
I'm really confused by this reaction. I'm happy I'm alone. I want a boyfriend, but I don't really need one.
Right.
I love that.
I don't need a man to complete me. I'm already complete, and I'm not one of those desperate women who absolutely need to be in a relationship who is drowning without a man.
Jamie, you think Sean wants somebody that, like, wants to be dependent on him?
It sounds like it to me.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of does sound like that.
All right.
Sean?
Jamie, maybe you're, like, kind of a hardcore feminist, you think?
What?
Where is he going?
What? Even if I was, and actually I consider, I am. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of like, I think maybe you don't need a man. You know, you just, you're good on your own, and that's the way you prefer to be.
I'm just...
You know, feminist is just somebody who advocates for women's rights.
Right.
I don't know that saying you're a feminist means that you want to be alone. Or, like, not have a partner? I don't know.
Jamie, it just sounds like you're an independent person. You're okay.
Or just a regular.
Yeah, I would
just
say you're normal. You seem very normal to me. I'm going to shout
that out.
Hardy gal. Yeah, you sound like a normal person.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, are you guys going to go on a date or what?
Jamie, now hearing from Sean,
absolutely not.
No.
Dang it.
Good.
JP, you screwed this up.
I'll go alone.
Yeah, JP.
Right. Maybe we'll just have to come to dinner with you. And just
and hopefully I'll find somebody else who's more interested in being there with another person.
Yeah,
believe that'll happen for sure.
You sound great, Jamie. We appreciate you being on the show. Sorry it wasn't a better outcome for you.
And Sean, thank you for taking our call.
I feel like I wasted you guys' time.
Hey, thank you.
So clearly I'm too much for him.
Yeah. Best of luck, you too, and thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
Truly, truly don't really know what to say after that one.
I mean, I think you guys saw or heard how annoyed I was as we were talking through that with that jabroni.
I know.
I don't know. That was silly.
My skin's still definitely kind of crawling, to be honest with you. But yeah, that's why we're here. We like to hear every situation. We try to help in any situation. Some of the situations make you want to barf, but you know, that's just one thing. You have to deal with that, you know? Jordan Davis, When My World Spins Around, Kick 96.9. Good morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I went on the internet and found Education Connection. I took some tests to find out my direction. I'm taking
this. All right, you have to explain to JP what this is if he's listening.
If he's listening, it's the asterisk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold on, here we go. Okay, so that's a commercial that lives actually rent-free in my head all the time, the Education Connection commercial girl. Nick and I were talking about the things we kind of miss, just nostalgic stuff, basically taking a walk down memory lane. That commercial lives rent-free in my head. I miss going to like Blockbuster and things.
I miss that one a lot. Like,
I miss that so much.
A Friday night, 45 minutes in Blockbuster, just strolling around looking at... You know, what movies are out, old movies, talking with your friend that's next to you about the movie. Oh, man, remember when we watched that?
I would always go find the dirty movie covers.
Yeah, nice. You'd go in that. Coriel would emerge from the back room after 50 minutes. Like, I got my movies for the weekend.
But, there's some, like, Blockbuster movies that had, I don't know, just the sleeve, the case of or whatever. Yes. The picture would be something.
Well, they used to have
kind of raunchy, and I'd go find those.
They used to have the back room with the curtains that you'd walk in, and it was like.
I know what you're talking about, but I never wandered back there. Oh, I was too afraid.
Yeah, okay.
I was afraid.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It was a frightening place. Not only was it a frightening place, but it was frightening the people that were back there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, you did not want to go back there.
You're like, JP?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Just leans out. He's like, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, it's no surprise that people are really eating up all of these, like, nostalgic, at least based on nostalgic restaurants and TV shows and clothing lines and things, bringing back old styles and trends. Yeah. It's funny how businesses do capitalize on our collective want for nostalgia without somehow actually ever giving it to us.
Yeah.
Like Blockbuster, for example, that will never be a thing anymore.
No.
Because we consume things so fastly. I wish that that was a thing because I do binge watch shows so much to the point of basically bed rot where I just can't help myself. I have to watch it. I want you to have to be like, pump the brakes. Now you have to wait for this movie to come out on the shelf, or now you have to wait. I don't know.
There used to be
it so bad.
So, because you guys know, if you've been listening to the show over the years, I always talk about how I used to be a manager at a movie theater in Omaha, Cinema Center. Awesome. R.I.P. Cinema Center, man. That place was awesome.
Rip.
What I miss is, like, with Blockbuster, you used to go in on, like, a Tuesday, and you would go ahead and rent the movie that's coming out on Friday to make sure you got a copy.
Because
you were like, I got to be ahead,
like,
on this.
Like, wait list and stuff,
and then
right?
Then you would call your friends and be like, yo, I got Twister, and we're going to get together, and we're going to watch this, and I'm going to bring as many people as I can over, and we're going to make a fun night of it. Or, like, at the movie theater, there used to be, like, when the Star Wars movies were coming out, like, with the sequels, even the remakes, or, like, when Titanic came out, or all these things, people would come camp out overnight to wait for the tickets office to open so they could be there.
Now you just get arrested for
loitering. Yeah, yes, exactly. Because now, like, you just jump on your app and, like, 2 weeks out, I already got my tickets. I'm just going to walk in. No one has to tear a ticket stub anymore. Yeah. Like, I'm doing this. And, like, there's something that made that stuff special that I think it's missing now.
Oh,
that's how I would put it.
Definitely.
And then also, while I'm on my tangent here, talking about, like, old nostalgic things. movies like Anchorman, Dumb and Dumber, Zoolander, all these like classic, amazing comedies from like the early 2000s.
I think I know where you're going with this.
If a movie comes out with a sequel and it's been at least 10 years, I'm not watching it.
In my opinion, don't make a sequel.
Yes, don't do it.
Just don't make a sequel.
I have not seen the Anchorman sequel. I've not seen the Dumb and Dumber sequels. And I just won't do it because they always let me down. And then they somehow ruin the original.
I know.
Come on. So because that's what they do now, too, is they just kind of rehash stuff.
Well, there are numbers to basically back up what we're saying. A new poll was done. 74% of millennials and Gen Z want original content, not like rehashed versions of existing stuff, sequels, remakes, things like that, what you were just talking about. And then like 96% of streaming audiences, they want nostalgic content, so like reruns of The Office and Friends, although The Office technically is a remake because that's from the British TV show.
Sure, lol.
But yeah, so we're not crazy here for feeling like we want all this cool old stuff.
I'm in the middle of rewatching House of Cards because there's some shows I like that are on break right now.
Yeah.
You know, like Reacher and some things like that. But even that's a remake from a movie, right? From the books. But like it's funny because like I'm just back rewatching, you know, Game of Thrones, rewatching, you know, these different things, and it's just.
Need a serotonin boost, I do, like you heard the opening of this, is that Education Connection commercial. When I need a serotonin boost, I watch compilations of late 90s, early aughts commercials like that one on YouTube. I watch those. I watch Vine compilations because Vine was the TikTok before TikTok was TikTok. You know what I'm saying? So on Facebook, KX969, what are you most nostalgic for? Is it movies? Is it songs? Is it eras of commercials? Is it like going out to play with your friends with no phone to be able to call in case of emergency or even to just call in general?
A good example too, and this one's more, this would be like, I don't know, maybe Gen X, but there's this place in Kansas City called High Boy, and it's one of those... there's a guy holding a burger in his hand that's out on top of the building and you drive and park in your stall and then they come out and take the order and bring it out to you. I wish we had more of those things, like those old school, like, because they're cool.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things.
Imagine how a lot of this stuff deals with not a whole lot of screen time or anything digital related.
No, we can't do that.
Which is funny because now I'm going to ask you to go onto a screen and digitally on Facebook, KX969. Tell us, what are you most nostalgic for? KX969. All right, JP makes us guess. In this case, it's Coryell makes us guess.
Yes.
Husker Nick, you might get like a win.
By proxy?
By proxy, is that the word? Yeah.
I think so.
I think it's going to be
I also get a loss by proxy. It's going to be a one-on-one day for me. That's okay.
It is. It kind of evens out, huh?
Yep.
Well, JP makes us guess is where JP typically finds a list of top 10 somethings. And in this case, it's going to be me. I did find something today, but first, let's figure out who's playing along with us. We got Trevor on the line.
Hi there.
Okay, there you are. Let me turn this down a little bit. All right, Trevor is playing today. And then we've got Debbie. Debbie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too shabby. We got $25 Jet/ car wash gift card that you can win. First to 3 points wins. First answer, or like number one answer, is 1.5 points. So that's
rule.
The one you really
it's
do
a
want.
Really good rule.
It's a really good rule. Yes, I wonder who came up with it. All right. Top 10 list today is, since we're getting closer and closer to the actual spring.
Yes.
It's the top 10 most popular things about spring. Things that people like the most about the season. What are you most excited for when it comes to spring? Looking for top 10 answers. And Trevor got you on the line first. So, Trevor, we'll start with you. Husker Nick playing all-time quarterback.
All right, Trevor, what you got, buddy? What are you thinking? We need to hit that 1.5-er.
Well, I'm thinking probably the weather.
Yeah, warm weather.
Warm weather? You want to go
with weather?
Warm
weather. I love it.
Warm weather.
Yeah.
And you know what? That is the number one answer, warmer weather.
All right, 1.5.
Things people are most excited for about spring, warmer weather. Trevor on the board with 1.5 points. Debbie, go to you now.
All right, Debbie, what are you thinking?
Okay, what about flowers coming?
Flowers, yeah, them flowers.
Oh, so pretty.
Yep.
April showers. We got, let's see, flowers are at number 7. Flowers
number
blooming.
Number 7, flowers at 7. Flowers at 7. Okay. All right, buddy, we're up again here. What do we got for number 2? Let's get this next one.
I was thinking So my wife rides horses, but it's hard to do that in the winter because there's no daylight. So sunshine?
Yeah, sunshine, like daylight savings time, sunshine.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it. Dialed in.
Oh, dialed in. Number three on this list.
Okay. That's all right. We're still in it, lady. Let's figure out another one here. You got another favorite thing about the spring? I don't think spring football games are on there, but maybe.
Should be. Debbie?
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's a good thing, but what about rain?
Rain? Little rain is a good thing.
Rain is a good thing.
Unfortunately,
it isn't. I mean, really? in a way, with flowers blooming, you assume
spring showers are usually pretty good.
But no, weather as far as like rain and thunderstorms, nope, not on the list.
All right.
Not on the list.
Do you think maybe like something as simple as Easter is on there? Like, you know, having the celebration, holiday celebration there? Or do you have another one? If you got a better one.
Yeah, it's all you, Trevor.
This is your gift card, buddy.
Yeah, holidays would be a good one.
Holidays?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Really?
Nope, I know.
I thought for sure. Like, that's like the whole thing about spring is that one holiday everybody parties at.
Spring. You could almost say even St. Patrick's Day in there, too.
Weird.
But yeah, no, holidays not on the list.
All right.
All right, back to Debbie.
Debbie, you have one so far. We need this one.
What about bike riding?
Bike riding? Riding bikes outside. Let's get outside and ride some bikes.
You know what? I think we have our winner. First,
she only has two
points.
She's only got two. I know
that's her third. This is her third, isn't it?
No, this is her second right answer.
Is it not?
She missed one earlier too.
Sorry. Yeah. No, second right answer. Sorry.
Yeah, it's 2 to 2.5 right now.
2 to 2.5. My bad.
Hey, good try. I just want to make sure it's fair.
You're usually on the ball, so I mean, I fully had confidence that you had two already.
I didn't want to.
My bad.
Spring. What else happens in spring? Bike riding. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. I would say one thing I think of with spring is spring training, baseball.
Oh, baseball. Yeah, let's do baseball. Boom shakalaka. Okay. That should be on here. Really?
Sports, no. Yeah.
This is such a dumb
exercise,
list.
Exercise, outdoor activities, that's bicycling. Yeah. So that's what Debbie got. But no sports, no holidays.
Really? Yes.
This is a little more...
I'm right
this
with him on spring training.
This seems to be a little more
training.
General.
Huh. Okay. Well, here you go, lady. Let's try to get this one. Maybe we can get a...
We actually might be able to give you the actual win this time, Debbie.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, Coryell.
So we have warmer weather, more sunshine, flowers blooming, outdoor exercise and like outdoor activities. What else about spring?
Birds chirping. Birds chirping in the spring.
Are you? Yeah. You want to go with that?
What about shorts?
Yeah, shorts. Go shorts and see what shorts.
Shorts?
Is. Dang it.
Nope.
I think birds chirping is on the list. I'm just telling you. I think birds chirping in the spring. That's like a trope, isn't it? Like the birds are chirping in the spring. I think that's the right answer.
All right, we'll go with it.
And we got it.
I knew it.
I know. This is such a rough list.
Once she said it was general, I was like, okay, what are the most like generic like spring tropes I can think of?
I don't have the We Are the Champions song right now.
Spring cleaning, if it wasn't birds.
Spring cleaning.
That's on this list also.
On there too.
We are the champions. So here's your list at number 10, opening your windows / fresh air.
Okay.
At number 9, the outdoor activity / exercise. So had bike riding in that. At number 8, everything's green again, trees, grass, which could almost be rain, but not specifically. 7, flowers blooming. At 6, spring cleaning. At 5, seasonal foods, like fruits and things specifically, but seasonal foods. Number 4, birds / animals emerging. Yeah. Number 3, more sunshine. Number 2, more hours in the day. And then at number 1, warmer weather. Good job, Trevor.
All right.
Stay on the line. I'll get your details for that gift card.